This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all-expenses-paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current frontrunner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10, for you and up to three of your friends. And you can watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America. Yes! Turn my mic off! No, that's what you guys will be chanting in 5 minutes. Guys, thank you for coming out to my sort of second home. Once I moved out of Long Island, I moved 20 feet this way to here, which is sort of in my armpit nipple area. I've got a little Williamsburg right here. I'm out of breath from shouting once. If you guys don't know who I am, it's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy! The number one fuckboy! The number one fuckboy! All you gotta do is trust me. The number one fuckboy! Standing 6'2", 300 and something pounds! Johnny G, it's me, John Garris! What's up, motherfuckers? Oh, there is so much spit on this mic! And it's just the beginning. That's how I know my breath smells. The mango White Claw should fix it all. Fix it all. You know, I've been drinking and seeing my Long Island family who are in the house. What's up? What's up, Long Island family? All it takes is 60 texts asking if they're taping off seats for them. You too can have your mother and mother-in-law come to your show. It just requires constant interaction. Fucking wonderful, guys. I miss New York. It's so awesome to be back in New York. I'm staying at a hotel in New York, which is something I literally have never done. I've always lived so close to it, but now I got that fucking Littlefield money, dog. So that's right. We're recording this live at Littlefield. I should keep in mind that's not just you. This is for 400 listeners out there. Just a bunch of truck drivers and sexual assaulters. I fucking love New York. I ordered Chinese food to my hotel last night, thinking I would meet the guy in the lobby. So my plan was, I ordered on Grubhub. I'm like, I'm gonna take a shower, go downstairs, smoke a joint, and then meet the guy in the lobby. I get out of the shower in a towel. I swear to God, it's been 3 minutes, have not smoked. There's a knock on my door. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I open it, and it's just an Asian dude in a helmet holding all my food. It was truly, I checked all the timestamps. 8 minutes from when my order went in. It was, and I'm on the 7th floor of blank hotel, you fucking freaks. I don't need one of you psychopaths with Catcher in the Rye falling out of your pocket. He's right there! It's the fuck boy! This guy showed up in 3 minutes. I answered the door in a towel, and I went, when he handed it to me, I went, no way, bro. And he just nodded and turned and took the stairs. My man sprinted up 7 flights of stairs to hand me a family's worth of Chinese food. Classic 4-fork order. Like, oh, he must have a full family in there. I answered the door and the guy's like, never mind. You're gonna put the boneless spare ribs on top of the General Tso's? Fuck yeah, I am, dog. And I'm gonna smash down Rangoon's. I went to the gym and rode the exercise bike for like an hour, then went upstairs and ate 4,800 calories worth of Chinese food at 11 p.m. and then just went to sleep. I met the General in my dreams. Okay, guys, I'm truly gassed here, so, woo! I haven't had dinner, and I kind of have to take a shit, so, but full disclosure, I always kind of have to take a shit. I remember, like, my wife just, I go to my wife, I'm like, she's like, are you ready to leave? I'm like, I might have to take a shit before we go. She's like, why is it might? I'm like, I think I always could if worse came to worse, which is probably not the best way to live your life. But let's get this fucking show started. I've got some great former guests. I've got some old friends that have never been on the pod. I'm so excited to have them all. Guys, put your hands together for my first guest from every single Fast and the Furious episode of High and Mighty, host of the Blank Check podcast with Griffin and David, the aforementioned Griffin Newman. Griffin, welcome to High and Mighty. Now, I want to ask the audience something before you even talk, because this is about me.
Okay.
Who else besides me is very worried about Griffin tonight?
And you're only going to get more worried as other people walk out on stage.
Yes.
And the physical disparity between the four people.
Yeah, by the time you're out here, you're going to be wondering if we're all technically the same species.
There's a reason why I tried to sit down as quickly as I could. Because I want people to think, maybe he's larger when he stands.
Nope, he's sitting on a phone book like he's getting his hair
yeah.
cut. Griffin's the only adult I know who sits in an airplane to get his lines tightened.
You referred to me today as a 30-year-old child actor, which I think is a really spot-on description. But I feel like since you announced that I was going to be on this show, both you and I have gotten an equal number of messages where I get the, like, Griffin, like, a joke's a joke, but seriously, don't do the show. Don't feel like you have to keep up with them. And then I've seen people message you and go like, John, don't do this.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, it's all like Dr. Spar, MD.
Yeah.
That's my former internist, but he moved to New York, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm telling you all this or name dropping my doctor on the podcast.
Good guy. He's a good guy. He's a good
guy.
But
we got plenty more people out here. You know her from every piece of entertainment, but more specifically, so her SiriusXM show is called The Michelle Collins Show. Buried the lead there, Michelle Collins!
I'll never forget the delivery of this one. 8 hours with you.
Hi.
Hi. So today, spoiler alert, I did an episode of Griffin's podcast.
Don't say what it was.
I won't say what it was.
Okay.
If that's the kind of interaction I'm going to appreciate from you guys, you should know this already. But shut the fuck up. No one here wants to hear this. We don't want to hear you. And the eights of hundreds of people listening at home don't want to hear you. And then on the walk to Griffin's podcast, I run into this tall drink of water right there on Fifth Avenue.
That's right. Where else? Yeah.
Where else?
Question for you.
You handed me your rap album, and I was like...
Yeah. And then a religious pamphlet. I love Fifth Avenue. You get everything there. How scary was I, Gandalfing up Fifth Avenue? Because I was in a dress and boots today. Remember when I almost fell?
Yes. Michelle almost fell. She said, you're going to bring this up on the show tonight, and she beat me to it.
I had to, because
we were walking,
psycho.
And she just, yeah. like... whoop, and next to me, and I did like the, you know, I'll support you. Hear her phone smash. A lady's like, your phone. And you're like, it's fine. And we have that moment where we're like, I tripped. And we look around and no one has noticed.
First of all, that's not true. There was a hot dad for sure from like Spain. And I screamed, new boots. And he was like, yeah. He liked that line. I said, new boots, because they were new. And I also, even though I'm quite big boned and my x-ray looks like a T-Rex skeleton from the Natural History Museum, I have really delicate ankles, gentlemen. Who knew? Look at these wrists. Griff, come here. Hold your wrist up. Well, don't squeeze it. That's strange. Do this. Don't like. Yeah.
We do have similar.
Look,
wrists.
I'm small boned. Yeah, wow. Anyway, yeah. You can welcome your next guest.
I'm not big boned either. I have extra organs. I've been told I'm like a cow. I have multiple stomachs and livers. Guys, let's get to the last guest. You know him from the Mindy Project Happy Endings and his forthcoming show on NBC, Indebted. Put your hands together for Adam Pally!
Hello. Hello, white Brooklyn.
Yes, I have four great cast members up here, but don't stress, they're all white. So, yeah, I just like to let the listeners know so that they can keep blasting this.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, people, for fuck's sake.
This is like any 2 o'clock screening at the Alamo Draft House. Straight up white.
They're playing the Friends finale. I couldn't think of anything whiter than the Friends finale.
They're multicasting a fish show from Camden.
Okay, yeah, that's white. guys, is anyone here not familiar with what a power hour is? Thank you.
Is that the dude ghost of my dad? Before? Your dad.
I'm not. I told you. You should do better than this, Johnny. The power hour is a shot of beer every minute on the minute, ETOM. If you're a CrossFitter, that's ETOTM, every minute on the minute. I can't do it. I'm not a CrossFitter. I'm more of a power lifter guy. And you do a shot. We're going to do White Claw because it's Aziz's favorite drink. That's what I'm saying at minute zero.
Jesus.
The claw. Okay. And so we're just going to get started. Feel free to play along if you guys have a drink in your hands. It's 60 sips. This is dumb that we're doing this. It's dumb that you paid to come watch this. I'm so appreciative of you guys, but you do know how podcasts work, right? You can get this for free in your pocket in like 2 weeks. So I appreciate you giving up a Thursday evening to come out to the valley in between two neighborhoods and have a few drinks with me and the fam up here. So yeah, thank you, thank you. New Year's resolution season might be over, but there's still a ton of stuff to be excited about. It's 2020. We're focusing on fitness. Beach season is almost upon us, SoCal residents. Got a lot of exciting stuff in my personal life lined up. But more importantly, you can make a change that everyone can get behind and get yourself a brand new Burrow sofa. That's right. This is an advertisement for Burrow. They make amazing, like, here's the thing. For me, they do a lot of cool stuff. The sofas are unique in what you can do with them. The customization is, you know, like it's an online sofa company. The customization's quick. Here's the highlights for me personally. There's so much cool stuff about it. But one of the best things I like about it is that it's customizable and like adaptable. You can add seats, remove seats, convert a love seat, get an extender piece to make it a little bit bigger. And this is why that rules. If you're moving, you don't have to move a giant sofa. You don't have to move a giant couch. You don't have to move a giant sectional. It breaks off into little pieces. If you live in an apartment building, you can get them up your stairs or elevator if you're lucky. It's very, very easy. And there's no tools required. They all kind of snap together. The highlight of the customization thing for me is, as someone who's lived in a couple of different apartments,
A couch that's right for one apartment might be too small or too big for the next appointment. Burrow lets you do some customization where you switch it around, and then you could be like, oh, I could lose a piece, or now I'm in a bigger place. Let me add a couple of pieces and blow out the size of this couch. And they're more than just sofas. They've got tons of stuff. But the other thing that really interests me, listen to this, free 1 week shipping. That's right, on a couch. How have you ever even had a couch? And then it ships in pieces, so it's so easy to carry up or carry in and install. Do yourself a favor and get $75 off your first purchase and free 1 week shipping at burrow.com/mighty. That's burrow, the verb, burrow.com/mighty for $75 off at burrow. burrow.com/mighty. Oh boy, it's that time. Time to get that spring, you know, prepping for spring haircut, and then confirm with your barber if you're losing your hair. And if you are, it might already be too late. Get on the 4hims.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. It's time for a new chapter in your life, a chapter in which you have hair. So, according to science, and thanks to science, baldness is optional. Hims is helping guys get their hair back or keep their hair that they're currently losing using licensed physicians and FDA approved products. It's not weird salves or creams. They're all prescriptions. They are, you don't have to visit a doctor in person or wait in a long pharmacy line or deal with, we don't have it, can you call in? They called it into the wrong drugstore. You got to go here, blah, blah, blah. No, all you do is answer a few questions, a doctor reviews it, and if they determine it's right for you, they prescribe you the medication to treat hair loss and get it shipped directly to your door. So let that hair grow. Dive into 2020 hair first. Right now, my listeners can get started with their first month free. Go to 4hims.com/mighty. That's 4hims.com/mighty. Prescription requires an online consultation with a physician who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Offer valid only if prescribed. 3-month minimum subscription. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Remember, that's 4hims.com/mighty. forhims.com/mighty.
Jen, if you'd like, shout out to Jen, my tech, who saved our ass with a USB drive.
Shout out to Jen.
If you could start our power hour timer. Holy shit. Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Thank you.
Cheers. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
All right, 59 more.
Wow. So, John, you recorded my podcast with me and my co-host at 2 o'clock today. Uh-huh. We finished about, like, 4:35. And as you were leaving, you said, just make sure you don't have plans tomorrow because you're going to have diarrhea all day.
Yeah.
And then I went back to my apartment in between the record and coming here, planning to take a nap, and instead had diarrhea for 2 hours.
I fucked up my prediction a little bit. Weird you say that.
I jumped the gun.
I had diarrhea right before the show.
Wait,
as well.
Wow. Can I say something? I didn't even go to your podcast. I had diarrhea, was also going to nap. That's not all true. I'm also on the Activia Challenge, Adam Pally. Get excited for that. But let me add that I also didn't feel well today, so maybe something's happening with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Regular and full.
Did you just pull up to a gas station?
I'm ordering. Ordering.
Another minute, fam. I think my hands stopped shaking at minute 8.
I want to thank you for getting medicinal glasses when we're drinking black cherry White Claw. So it does repeatedly give me the sensation that I'm an 8-year-old battling an ear infection.
It's got serious Dimetapp vibes.
Yeah.
It actually tastes bad. I thought White Claw was good. Isn't that the rumor?
Oh, you should try mango. It's even worse.
I don't know.
Mango's got, you guys ever know this? Mango's got terpenes that makes you higher, man. That's what they say.
My problem with beer has always been that it doesn't taste like I left a Laffy Taffy in it for 4 days.
Yeah.
Which is why I like White Claw.
Yeah, this tastes like a weirdly old Sprite. Mm. You're like, ooh, this has been dosed.
All right.
What's everyone sipping on? I'm doing the mango White Claw.
Mango.
Cherry. I gave you that one. I'm so sorry, Adam. I gave him cherry.
No, I'm in black cherry territory right now, and it is not very good.
Well, here are the other flavors I have. I have Corona Refresca, Guava Lime, and then I have a spiked seltzer that's grapefruit.
But can I ask you a question? Is this like malt liquor? What is this?
Yeah, I think it's technically malt liquor, but it's spiked seltzer. The, Griffin. No,
is the Corona flavor a beer-flavored seltzer water, hard seltzer?
I don't know. I think everyone's just getting in the spiked seltzer game.
Yeah, I saw Budweiser was doing that.
I saw two people who are in recovery accidentally drink spiked seltzers within the last year.
Accidentally, I'm laughing.
They were like, what is this? And I'm like, that's not a regular seltzer. Like, it happened once at a friend's house and another time at a party. And I was like, that's dangerous.
Does that count?
What?
Does that count?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, both of them.
Does there go your chip?
Yeah. They come and take, there are people watching you at all times.
But do you guys remember Zima? I feel like this is glorified Zima. Yeah.
Like,
why are we pretending this is a cool
Zima
thing?
Zima from can.
Yeah. It's pretending to be vodka soda when it is just Zima.
It's malt. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's Zima, well, it's Zima that'll give you Alzheimer's.
It's Zima, but luckily we'll never get erect again. I got thrown out of my SAT prep course. I wonder if this is how my mom's finding out.
Your mom's in the audience.
No, she knew.
Yeah. No, she knew because I came home and I was like, they don't want me at the SAT prep course anymore. It was not like an expensive one. It was at the public library. But I got thrown out, me and a buddy, because we drank a bunch of Zimas and went in wasted. It was after school, junior year. Oof. And we were trashed on like a Wednesday night. And the teacher's like, are you guys drunk? And we're like, no.
Mr. Gabers, do I smell Zima on your breath?
Well, that was the thing. I chose Zima because I'm like, it's not going to smell like anything.
Are we talking about food binging? Because I have about 2 hours of material on this. When I was in the eighth grade, I would go to the library to study.
Are we into our let's kill time material?
I don't know what we're doing. Wait, when I bring it up, how come when I bring it up, we're killing time? When this
you said it.
Well, you said 2 hours.
You said 2 hours.
I don't know what this killing. Is. They said, do this podcast.
What is this? I don't know what this is.
What are we doing? I don't know what this is.
I don't know what the fuck this is.
Are you going to ask us things? Because I'll talk about the eighth grade if you want.
Yeah, I mean, please. Listen. Tell
no,
us.
No, no, no.
We can talk childhood eating disorders.
Trauma? Anyone? Trauma?
Wait, no. What is the eating disorder thing you're going to say?
No, I'm real. Now I can't say it, obviously, because it's, anyways.
Well, do the first minute of the 120-minute bit you have about eating as a child.
Well, my mother, first of all, used to hide Keebler Elf cookies around the house in an effort for me not to get fat. And then for me, it was like flowers for Algernon, where then I'd have to like scour, like narc the house for, you know, chocolate-covered graham crackers. But that's not the story I wanted to tell. Anyone else?
Oh,
well,
I'm glad
problems?
You took the moment to do that one then.
I thought you were
going to say. Why am I being shaded? I'm just, we're building off of eighth grade stories. Griff, tell us about your eating disorder.
How was eighth grade last year, Griffin?
Ready for this entire audience to turn on me? I was 60 pounds and my parents forced me to eat a pint of ice cream every night because they thought I was going to die.
Oh my God.
You were 60 pounds?
I was 60 pounds. I was probably 80. I think I hit 100 in high school.
You're like both the Olsen twins.
I wrestled at 142 pounds in seventh grade.
Yeah.
The only other people who were 140 pounds developed early. So I was wrestling dudes with mustaches.
Yeah.
And I'm just this fat, doughy, gynomastia fucking bit. Like, hey, how come I can't get my tits to fit in my singlet? Yeah. But I'll have you know I was never a t-shirt in the pool kid.
Oh, see, I was a t-shirt in the pool kid because I have a weird belly button.
You have a weird belly button?
That tracks.
But then overweight kids would get angry because they'd be like, you don't get to do that. Why are you? You're skinny and you're doing that. And then I take the shirt off and everyone laughs at my belly
May
button.
May I ask the obvious question? Is how far of an outie is it?
Very far.
It's got to be one of those nubbins.
It's an upper penis. It's an upper penis.
I babysat a girl like that and it freaked me the fuck out.
Griffin has a tummy clit.
circumcised.
You
I'm
joke,
like, what?
But I finally feel like I've come up with words to describe it. That is kind of what it looks like.
Is it still like that?
We'll talk about it like 15
it's
shots from now.
Question.
We're obviously going to get to this. It's Chekhov's gun now. This show ends with me showing my belly button unquestionably.
I don't know. I think we might be able to find something better to end this show on.
I mean, that's the
give
challenge.
Give it some time.
That's the challenge.
I have a weird belly button. Oh, that's a shot.
Oh.
I have a weird belly button too, in that I could put this can of White Claw into it and it could completely disappear. But then it tingles my pee-pee. Mm.
Do you want me to open up my mystery bag?
Yeah, Adam said, I brought a mystery bag. I forgot what I put in it, but it's for you. I was like, thank
you? Well, it's for everybody. I just basically went into a bodega and bought a bunch of stuff that I thought one might need if they were going to get wasted. And I thought it'd be funny, progressively funny, just to pick some stuff out of it throughout the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're selling me on the entire bit right now. With the sort of eyes down, well, monotone thing. I'm ready for it.
It's just like full of Spanish fly. I'm like, okay, that's an odd choice. But
well, I think you'll all be eating your words when you see the first thing that I brought, which is a 2-in-1 charger for a Samsung Galaxy.
Wow! I'll drink to that.
So I don't know how you want to give this thing away, but I feel like we should do something for it.
Well, I feel like we should just give it to my mother or father-in-law, the only two people I know with Samsungs. Is there anyone else over 60 and rocking a Samsung? One dude right
one
there?
One dude. Yeah. Put your Samsungs in the air. One of them.
I just fire this into the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Hey, honor system. Pass this back to the Samsung
honor
guy.
Honor system.
No one steal the Samsung charger.
I heard they're going to give that in, put that in guns for mascots now. People are just going to be firing Samsung chargers.
You were right, Adam. That was fucking sick, dude.
Ruled. Thanks.
Ruled.
Thanks, man. It's no eighth grade eating disorder. But... Yeah.
I mean, we're on minute six and have gotten rather antagonistic.
Yeah, I haven't even roasted anybody yet.
Oh, we're going to call the crowd up one at a time and circle all the fat on their body with Sharpies.
I'm not going to tease it out. My mystery bag is just Tums and two loaves of white bread. It's a precautionary measure, break in case of emergency.
Two loaves of white bread in case we need to make a metaphor of this stage?
Yes, exactly.
I'm the loaf.
I'm the loaf. That's
no,
fine.
I'm loaf.
No, I'm loafy. I didn't bring a mystery bag, and I feel like, did you tell us to do that?
No, I did not tell anyone.
I'm like,
I did not tell anyone to bring mystery. I feel like Griffin's is more of survival, and he's pretending it's a mystery
it's
bag.
Funny that they both did that, though, yeah. And I
well, mine
here.
Was more survival of humor.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, good luck on this podcast.
I think we're going to all be real thankful that I did this in a couple of minutes.
I think the more you talk about how funny the bag is, the better it's going to be as you go along.
You just wait, my friend. You don't know what's in the bag.
Wait, can I say I'm trying the Corona Refresca? Ooh, the color. This is when, ladies, when you have a UTI and they give you that medicine.
I was just going to say.
That's like some robot piss.
Yeah,
I'll have it.
You're going to be drinking that if you don't pee after sex.
That's... Honestly, it is Refresca.
Really?
It's good, yeah. Sweet.
You just did a voluntary shot in between shots?
No, we just took
Oh, that was the one. Okay.
Yeah, that was
the
one.
What is going on here? I mean, really. It's very sweet for you, though.
Oh, there's going to be plenty more where that came from. I didn't think it was going to be that soon. Sorry.
No.
This is fun because I've been looking for a reason never to drink White Claw again.
I gave up drinking for 2020. How's your dry January going, motherfuckers? I drank so much in the 2 weeks I was outside of on the East Coast for the holidays. I was like, I'm going to be dry in January. And Tiff was like, are you flying to New York to do a power hour in 7 days? And I was like, oh, I hate it here.
I hate it here on Earth?
I hate it here, not in the... not in. Well.
What?
I got so distracted by pouring my Refresca.
It looks so good.
It's actually bad.
Really?
Yeah, try it.
It looks bad.
It's not good.
It looks like a favorite.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse than a White Claw.
It's bad.
I'm going to drink the whole thing.
It looks like something that would be like off in the corner at a museum of soda.
Yeah. Like in a Simpsons episode. Yeah, yeah. It tastes like someone left a Sweetheart in a beer by accident. Like, you right. know, when you take gum and you put it and you forget and you take a sip, that's Corona Refresca. Anyway.
God, you
guys,
gotten a lot of.
What do you guys all do? Everyone loves me here.
What
and
do
that
you
makes
do?
Me feel safe. I came from Morningside fucking Heights to this place. Thank you. One Barnard grad shout out. All right, I'll take it. Some great facial hair happening in row one. Guys, you're killing it. And men.
One of my friends.
Yeah, and the dudes too.
One of my friends texted me, I'm here, one third of the audience looks like you.
Yeah, and the dudes too.
We all know Uncle Gabrus has a sickness for the thickness, so bring whatever you got.
Sickness for the thickness. Why have I never heard that?
I'll tell you why you've never heard it. Because if you grab your wife's hips in front of you and say that while she's going up the stairs, you don't hear the end of it for a decade.
That's why.
Something I could teach you guys. You might think that dumb thick is a compliment, but some women don't want to hear that.
I can tell you we don't. Yeah, as someone who is thick.
Yeah.
Like with the K, not like the cute way. I'm like my own Casper. I was delivered in a box to my parents' doorstep. I'm like my own Casper mattress. But basically...
You opened it and you just unfolded. I unfolded it like this. Like one of those used car salesmen.
Yeah, impossible to get stains out of me. Take it from me. That Casper mattress is like a big Brillo pad. What?
Your sleeping bag I purchased off Instagram.
Yeah, it was a promo, Adam. Anyway.
The last time I saw you before today was when I was in L.A. and we did a podcast episode about Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes.
And for 2 hours favorite. And for the third time we made each other cry talking about Fast and Furious.
Are you calling an official Toretto timeout right now?
I'm building up the idea, but I want to say... Then the episode ended, and I walked out into your living room and realized it was you and your wife's anniversary. And I felt so uncomfortable, I left and then texted you in the lift and was like, did you just invite me to your home for 2 hours to talk about Hobbs and Shaw on your anniversary? And you were
that
like,
tracks.
Yeah, I kind of fucked up on that one.
I was like, I can't believe you left without fucking my wife. I wanted you to fuck my wife while I sat there and went, no. You ever watch those porns? The guy's like, oh man, how did I get here? Oh, she never says that for me. I've never watched it.
This is a genuine question.
You definitely know the title of that.
Oh yeah.
Title of those, you said, you know those videos. Yeah. You know the title you're clicking on.
Oh, you know the title of cuck.net.
This is a genuine question you place in my brain. I feel like a lot of the cuck subgenre is, it's kind of like, it's like a sort of like doughy, like sort of schlubby guy. And then a bigger guy comes in with a bigger hog. He gets cucked by the larger man.
Cuck is all race-based.
Well, I'm trying to talk
around this.
There
is an element of that,
this.
Of course, yeah. Well,
is there a cuck subgenre for being cucked by a smaller man? Like, what you're describing, is that a thing where, like, a normal-sized guy comes...
And I appreciate you referring to me as normal-sized.
Normal-sized.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you might want to point that to the left.
brings in a little cucker.
You little mother cucker.
I a little cucker.
Yeah, it's called. You're called a stinker.
A little stinker.
A squeaker or a stinker?
Stinker, a little stinker.
Oh, no, did I just cuck you? Wait, I hate that so much that whatever just happened, that little rascal shit that just happened.
It was awful.
Made Beetlejuice my vaginal lip shot. I can't even believe what I just saw. No, don't ever do that again.
It's like watching a doll come to life.
That was like Annabelle 3. I don't even know what the fuck happened.
Yeah. Wait, when you
You're the secret of La Lorna.
La Llorona.
La Llorona.
I love her.
She's great.
When you said Beetlejuice my vagina, what
Clamp, like the metal thing. With the little nails around it. Come on.
Right, yeah.
My other mouth.
Right, your south mouth.
Mm-hmm.
South mouth.
The deep self.
But I hate the dimple. Anyone who pokes their dimples to me should be shot in the head. No offense.
No offense. If anyone in the crowd has been shot in the head, we're sorry. Based on the high and mighty listeners, it's probably about 50% of this crowd. I've never been shot in the head, but I got my head split open in a Taekwondo tournament. And it's like, I tried to headbutt a truck and just fucking.
Anyway, loved your episode about Bloodsport.
Wait, but talking about porn, there is genres of porn with I'm 6'1" tall women and very small men.
I have seen it.
I know.
Yes, I'm familiar with it.
Do you like it?
I'm well.
All right. Well,
Oh, saved by the beep, brother.
No, I've spent time trying to figure out whether or not I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I'm huge, so the idea of people being bigger than of having... I'm sorry? Yeah, I was just, we were going to come to... We're going to come to you in a second and ask if anyone in the crowd had...
Tell, hey! Tell your mom to quiet down.
Woman?
I Adam did not... drink. I spilled and drank. Hey, what are you talking about?
Hey, raise your hand if you think you're important enough to talk to me during this show.
Yeah, that's right.
No one in the crowd should have their fucking hands up. I'm sorry, I love you all, but lady, who cares?
I have, but I just want to defend myself. I have been drinking. I have not been slacking. I spilled a little on that pour, and I'm deathly afraid of you now. like people.
What's the opposite of a sponsor? I think you have one in the crowd.
Yeah, for real. Hey, I just got out of rehab.
And we got.
Okay, I'm trying. I'm trying the best I can.
Oh my god.
But if you work the program. I think you will find.
They got that White Claw loophole, which works. Yeah.
It's called, it's Wyoming Sober.
Are you referring to California Sober, which is my, I think, what I am now?
Yeah, right.
Except I drink all the time.
So many people are like, I'm California Sober, when they're hungover.
Right, yeah.
That's what it's like. Well, I'm not drinking right now.
Yeah.
But I do. I have smoked pot. I do smoke pot. I do mushrooms.
That's California Sober.
I dose.
Yeah.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
I put CBD in my
We're all going to Burning Man. I will make an exception. But no, I'm
only
sober.
Drink performatively for podcasts. I quit drinking completely except for the dollar.
For the art. For the $1 you make.
I'm so deathly afraid right now.
I just saw like a Gap V-neck shoot out of the crowd, and I felt scared. I was like, I don't know who this girl is, but she meant.
I mean, people have shot up Ariana Grande concerts for less. Well, ruined my career. It took.
You knew that was a risk when you came on this podcast.
That didn't even take 20 minutes.
And I'll just bleep out just the word Grande.
So like, Ariana.
Does anyone know what we're talking about?
My podcast co-host, David Sims, who is in the audience tonight.
I think that was him clapping first.
Not to out him, has three times in the last 3 days said, don't cancel yourself during this show.
Wow.
I feel like you would be in the shade of cancel. Like,
you're fine, bro.
You're literally bookended by people who are actively seeking out.
It's called self-sabotage.
Yeah. It's called self-sabotage. If you blow shit for yourself, you never have to worry about whether or not it's because you're talented.
Exactly.
If you just fuck things up on purpose, you go, hell, I don't give a shit.
You're like, well, I'm probably not as good as them anyway. Yeah. That's why I jumped out that window of Macy's.
I almost just fell completely out of the chair. I closed my eyes for a second and was completely alone.
Every time you blink, it's like you smoke salvia. Yeah.
I like salvia because I want to see how deep I can get into a couch. Salvia is the only time I ever was just like, oh yeah, this is how people sit on couches. Whoa!
Do you remember when that woman?
Just hurt both my legs and my back. I'm doing great.
Do you remember when that woman died and fused to her couch? That's my greatest fear in life. You just brought it up.
What?
Well, she was, she had gained so much weight, right, that they couldn't get the couch?
No, like she literally did not get up from her like Crate and Barrel Access 2 sofa, and her skin, that's my sofa there, her skin fused.
Nice. Must be fused. Nice.
It's not bad.
Must
that's
be
when
nice.
I was on network TV for 8 minutes. Get in there, kids. But no, her skin literally fused. She became her own chaise, and I think that's beautiful. But then when she died, they had to like cut her out of the couch. That's a real thing. I'm just saying,
That's some Gilbert Grape shit, right?
I know. Yeah. I know.
The one that terrifies me the most, there was the woman
who
was like overweight, bedridden, and had a baby, and they placed the baby in the bed with her, and she rolled over and killed the baby.
Oh, no.
It's like horrifying. I spend hours a day thinking about the headspace of that woman.
These are all realities.
Because that's how you think you're going to die, right?
That's probably. When you lose your virginity.
Were you jerking off to that video?
I'm definitely starring in that. I'm rolling over on him.
I said I'm trying to figure out whether I'm attracted to that kind of porn or not. I'm testing
it. He's like, I am dead.
Should I go into the bag?
Yeah. Now's the time.
Anyone want nacho cheese sunflower seeds?
Yes. Tasty.
Oh. See, this thing is the gift that keeps on giving.
I take it back. The bag is hysterical.
Thank you. Bag's got a talent deal.
Yeah, no, I'm actually jealous of the bag, which is no surprise.
Isn't it beautiful?
It's a great bag.
Whose head is that? Is that Michelle or Griffin?
Let me just take a wild guess. It's mine. I have the biggest head.
20 minute 22.
Am I blocking the time
Jesus
on the
Christ.
Power hour?
No.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no.
All right. I once bought a hat in Spain that I was like, this hat is cute. I finally found a hat that fit me. And as I was taking selfies in it, I pulled the brim down over my head because my fucking head is so big. You know, I know you guys don't like to laugh at me, but it's okay. I'm a professional fucking comedian. I don't know what's happening in this room because of my vagina. Maybe you guys are like afraid, but it's cool.
They are afraid.
These people are, they are afraid.
They are. It's
a good energy.
It's so weird. Right? Have males be fearful of laughing at a woman?
Yeah.
Am I crazy to say it?
No, I can sense it all around. Fuck. It's like they're like, she's kind of... No.
This is nothing compared to the bag stuff that Adam's doing.
Yeah.
No. I think it's just a big bag fans in the crowd.
Oh, really? Bag fans. I haven't seen my ass, apparently. Saddles back there. Bags, all right.
Saddles?
Two saddles.
And then bags on the saddles.
On the saddles.
Why do you have saddles and bags? Saddles are bags.
Oh, I'm going to switch flavors.
Don't bother.
Did you just polish off a Refresco? Wow.
Yeah, I had a mango white claw and a Refresco. I'm moving on to black cherry white claw.
It is insane that I have a headache already.
Yeah.
I will say my mouth feels like I've been letting Skittles dissolve in it for the last 5 minutes.
The sugar rush alone is really kicking in.
I feel fine. I'm sorry, I really do. I'm a good drunk.
You are.
I am. Don't take advantage of me, crowd. I can tell they're already eyeballing me. Who's going to drug me tonight? Not so fast.
She's immune to it all.
I know I'm too hot to be funny, but everyone can chill the fuck out. Another fucking assholes. In my life, I came 9 miles from my apartment for this bullshit. I'm in shapewear, and it's 9,000 fucking degrees. You can laugh at me. Honest to fucking God. Adam Pally, am I wrong? Griff.
I love you.
I love you.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Because of me?
No, because of this horrible drink.
No.
I should have done beer and I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Oh, no, really?
Adam backstage was like, should I do beer instead? And I'm like, aren't you allergic to it? He's like, yeah, but White Claw's nasty.
I'm willing to wake up tomorrow looking like Quasimodo.
Same.
I'm not allergic to anything. It's going to happen every... Yeah. Also, it's so dumb of me to be like, no, I'll do White Claw so I don't wake up with a reaction. You think I'm not going to have 4 beers tonight? After I roll out of here
I have to take a train to Boston tomorrow to do more of these High and Mighties, not doing Power Hours. Only for you, Brooklyn.
Yeah, fuck the cheating.
And because my entire family says 1 Power Hour per quarter, please. We need
you
to get to 55.
What? Your parents are here, right?
I hope my dad's not.
Oh, really? Wait, why is he?
Because he died 8 years
Got
ago.
It. No, can I say something?
It would be weird.
It
was his first comedy show. He comes in.
I was going to say, I don't remember him coming to one of your shows when he was around.
He worked nights.
We've been doing this for
20. I'm fine. I host a podcast where I drink and scream. I think you know my dad's dead. I'm constantly seeking validation from any male figure.
Gabers and I have been doing this for 20 plus years.
I'm just doing shots in the middle of the minutes now.
Yet.
I'm completely broken. I'm like, time to do a shot.
I'll do a solidarity.
Oh, no, don't. I got bread.
I got 2 loaves. I bought the cheap kind.
Gabrus, I am actually worried about your son.
Oh, yeah. No, it's cool. He loves this shit. I take him everywhere.
Oh, fuck.
It really has only been 30 seconds.
I'm drinking soda pop.
These are only 100 calories?
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. That's the secret.
I love it up here.
I can't wait to eat chicken cutlets with bacon and cheese at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
That felt great.
I have to be up at 5:30. I wake up, by the way, if you're wondering why I look so old, I know everyone's thinking it.
No.
It's because, oh, wow.
Guys, quiet. I want to hear the answer to this.
I hate Adam Pally. You put him on one network show, his whole energy changes.
Five. Five.
Five
network
five,
shows.
Five. Yeah, that's right.
All failed. Five. How many chances am I going to get? A lot. I'm white.
Jesus, these minutes seem shorter and shorter.
A White Claw minute, 15 seconds.
That's what I tell my wife. That was technically a White Claw minute that I lasted. I can't believe you didn't come. You're the weird one.
What, am I an animal? You want to go for a Tito's 5?
You know you've lost the stroke game when you're like, I think I need to get drunk so I can last one full minute.
John, do you regularly call it the stroke game?
All married guys do.
I learned it from Julian Casablancas.
Nice reference.
That reference is for every 38-year-old white guy here.
I loved it.
Should be plenty.
I was right
I'm
in my
sorry.
Bread bound.
And even older white women. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding.
That won't play as good on the podcast.
Holy shit. Man, you know what? I've come around. I love getting drunk off White Claw.
Oh, it's great.
My heart is firing on all cylinders. And now I also have to say, Mom, I'm just saying that because it's a fucking comedy podcast.
Yes.
It is.
My mother's like, I told you he's going to die tonight.
Your mom.
Also, Mom, remember when you asked me if I was going to talk about you, when it was going to happen? It's happening now.
Aww.
She literally said, are you going to talk about me at all? Let me know so I know when to listen.
I did see her just look up from her phone.
She's like Googling how much a Samsung charger costs because she's... so pissed she missed out on something.
Hey,
that
was let's free. Go back to the bag.
Uh-oh.
We're getting crazy. Who wants menthol jewel pods?
She wants them. She got the nuts.
You got the nuts.
Wait, she got the nuts.
Someone hold up their jewel to prove that you actually smoked that garbage. No, you got the nuts. All right. We got the sketch ball in the jewel thing over there.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you're too old to have a jewel, bro.
Yeah, you should
you're
try
29?
Six.
Yikes. You got the nuts.
Put your nacho nuts in your jewel and smoke it.
No,
what
no,
are these nuts? They're nacho nuts. Remember that joke from when you were a kid? Whose cheese is that? Well, it's nacho cheese.
I had to give it to the 29-year-old. Who looks like the guy that directed Marriage Story?
Wait a minute, guy in Brooklyn. There's a Noah Baumbach looking motherfucker in Brooklyn.
I know.
I thought we were doing this show at Noah Baumbach.
Well, whether we are or not, I came in my hand and wiped it on books backstage.
Ooh,
an old squid
Noah
in the
Baumbach
whale
reference. Huh? Well, squid in the whale. I was going to make another Noah Baumbach reference, but that's his only good movie. Burn, come at me. I want to work with you.
Come at me. Contact UTA. Wait, are you UTA?
I don't know.
If so, can you tell them to call me? Because I am UTA, and I don't know if they know that.
I honestly have no idea. I haven't spoken to an agent of mine in like 2 years. I'm just making these choices willy-nilly. Can you tell?
Did you
ew,
just...
oh my God.
Wait till you if you think it looks weird, yeah, wait till
so
you taste
so
it. I like forgot that it was a different color.
That startled. One had Do burps normally have chunks?
No, what? I can't do that.
Do burps normally have chunks?
Chunks.
That's not going to work for me.
John, you weren't wearing that hat 15 seconds ago, right?
Was I? Did I have it on back?
Oh, okay, yeah, that's yeah, what yeah. it was. Something changed and it really threw me off. I didn't see the Wild and Out logo right, before.
Is there another different... Is there a different...
There's grapefruit spike seltzer. Actually,
yeah. Get it to me quick, because I got...
This is the Trader Joe's White Claw.
Are you going to get narked again? Anti-narked? Narked.
Yeah. Yeah, what's the opposite of a narc? What's someone who screams, consume drugs?
We have a nega-narc in the audience.
A merc.
I've been relegated to putting the cans in the bucket. I just want people to know what I'm up to up here, which
no
is
one,
fun.
You don't have to.
I like it. I like doing it. I'm a Cancer with a Libra moon. Anyone?
What? Oh, I have a question for you. Yeah, I have been hearing people say that, like, the thing with the moon. Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
this with it. Is that where you are, like, closer to the next one? Or is that, like, more what your tendencies are?
I'm going to say something wrong, and, like, definitely three, like, holistic healers are going to attack me. But I think...
Someone with a dream catcher tattoo is about
like
to tackle
my head,
you.
Yeah. I know, like from the dog pound. I feel like the moon is what you present to people. It's what? Your mask is your moon? The mask I wear is a Libra mask. What does that mean?
I'm like, that means you wear, like when you wrestle, you have scales. Yeah.
Not show, not show Libra. There's
it's Lucha
that.
Libra.
Nacho Libra. So I got my Nacho Libra mask on, but I'm a Cancer to everyone I know. And I was born 9 pounds, 11 ounces. My joking that I was the first 9/11. That's a true story. All right.
Wow.
Canceled.
Wow.
All right. Too late.
Gabrus, you owe me money. I didn't bring up 9/11.
I'm so glad I was the one to do that.
Guys, speaking of 9/11, this one's for Ren is easy.
I'm so glad.
Rest in power, Steve.
I'm so glad I get to do my Ren is easy joke. Did you guys... Did you guys hear that Pete Davidson blamed Steve Ren is easy for his personality disorder?
Wow, I didn't make that Ren is easy reference to set you up for that.
Oh, not? Well, career over again. Judd, I want to work with you. Never going to happen.
Michelle, can I tell the crowd the last time we hung out, which is going to be a humble brag, but I also want to create the impression that these four people hang out in this circumstance on a regular basis.
That's nice, yeah.
Unnecessary, but fine.
That, by the way, that's so sweet. Yeah, of course you can. Yeah.
The last time we hung out, you, myself, Titus Burgess, and Amber Ruffin went to a drag show
that's
at 1
true.
O'clock in the morning.
And we were like, we had never really hung out, so we were trying to bond, and we were screaming over like Mariah's All I Want for Christmas. I was like, where are you from?
We started trading
Michelle
stories.
Michelle was holding Griffin and talking to him. Like,
Simba style.
Through him like a loudspeaker, and I was also performing that night.
You were this shouting into his mouth, and it was coming out of his asshole.
It was like an Ace Ventura. I was the hippo, and he was just...
This you were using him like an old timey movie director.
What I mean, hello.
This is the honest answer, which only plays into the bit. I was with my father, ran into Michelle, and was like, "Dad, I'm gonna bail on you and hang out with my grown-up friends."
That's true. Wait, and by the way, your dad and I had some chemistry. I'm
which
gonna throw
why
that
I was
out
like,
there.
Dad, go home in
your
a cab
like,
now.
Your dad had a thing for me. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he I looked like, at my dad so like, fucking fast.
He
I
was
like,
nice.
No parents allowed to this hangout.
Dad, I know I invited you to the 1 a.m. drag show,
yeah.
but can
out
you go
of
home?
Here.
Turns out the cool kids are here.
Yeah. But that was a fun night, Griff.
That was a fun night. Yeah. We had a great time.
It was fun. And then I believe the next night I went on a horrible day because we talked. I went
yes.
on a date with a guy that I actually met in person. Imagine that happened. And he was like a Trump supporter, like didn't believe in the wage gap. I mean, I really
you
know how to
me
pick
him. Updates in real time because as you were sussing out that he was a Trump voter until he finally said,
and then I
so
left.
I voted for Trump.
No, and I actually left the day. He like yes. wanted, he was like, it was a nightmare. It was like everything... to re-Beetlejuice, you know what? I was like triple juicing down there, Beetlejuicing. It was horrible.
Not the good kind of juicing.
Yeah, not the good juice either, bad juicing.
Beetlejuice.
My vagina is the bad juice right now. Miss, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But that was like the last time we talked, is I was like, oh, I made a new friend, I'll text him. And then like, that was months ago, and here we are.
Yeah.
I was with you on that entire text night.
Yeah, I was really
panicking.
You
snuck out of that date, and then you went to other Upper East Side bars and were trying to like...
No, I ran into
have a
guy
a better
that I,
conversation.
Right! You know what's sad? You know right. what's sad? And I hate to say this, I'll kill you for that. I ran into a guy that I knew, and I was like, oh, great, this will be fun. Like, I'll read through the night. And so we sat at a bar, and I was like, how are you? He's like,
are you smoking a
morbidly
cigarette
depressed.
On stage?
That's right.
Are you even allowed to do that anymore?
I don't smoke.
Yeah, no.
I told you, this bag has a lot in it.
Are you smoking parliaments indoors?
Yeah, also, I just got that shit dry cleaned. Can you smoke it over there, please?
Put that shit out, Adam. That's a nightmare.
We're not in Europe.
No! I love it!
Yeah. You guys are going to be bummed when I break out all my hibachi ingredients.
I'll take cooking beef over cigarette smoke any day.
No, I just did that for the bit.
Yeah, I like your bit involves, like, here's some old vices of mine. For a bit, I'm going to just take a key bump of ketamine.
Speaking of which, in the bag, I did bring Whippet.
Wow.
Oh, man. Again, my mom is here. I usually bank on the fact that she can't figure out how to listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
but Adam, do you remember the one time you and I did Whippet? We've done it multiple times.
The one
remember
time?
This? Yeah, yeah. Do you remember for this story?
For your mom's sake?
Yeah. When we were doing them backstage at UCB, and you and I were holding on to the pole in the tech booth like we were on a boat, and we were both like, whoa! And we were holding in just a completely still room, everyone looking at me and Adam, we were on a boat that was in the waves. We were like, whoa!
I mean,
talking this fast.
I mean, last month was a hard time.
I will say, most of my Whippet use was well after I knew how bad they were for me.
Yeah.
27, might as well try Whippets.
We're at minute 40 out of 60. Can I call an official Toretto timeout?
Yes, that means we will continue to drink, but from the next however long, we can only talk about Dominic Toretto,
yeah.
Vin Diesel's character, from Fast and the Furious.
Which I know is a little sacrilegious because Toretto Tuesday is the day you usually pay respects per Vin's Instagram.
Well, it's Toretto Tuesday and Creative Sunday.
That is true.
If you guys don't follow Vin Diesel on IG, you're on missing out. He says, happy Creative Sunday.
It's always a shirtless
Sunday.
Pick.
And it's a shirtless pic, not timely, not
yes.
a contemporary photo.
Nope.
A photo from 8 years ago of Vin Diesel, and he's like, happy Creative Sunday.
Yes.
And I get the most writing done after I read. Oh,
of course.
Fuck.
Well, Vin Diesel can't post a shirtless picture now. He looks like Sandler and Uncut Gems.
Howie.
Howard.
That's such a good impression.
Howie.
You understand?
Howie.
You understand?
Wait, can I brag one thing, though?
Please.
Because I told you backstage.
Yeah, go.
I never brag. Cut to I was you. But coming on my show tomorrow, the guy from the end of Uncut Gems, Wayne Diamond, Penthouse A, if you saw
Hell
it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so, and I told Pally, I was like, oh, he's going to shit for this. I'm so excited.
The Handsome Bachelor.
He was
handsome
so.
Batch. Oh,
his
was
credit,
so
his credit in the movie is literally Handsome Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
And he's like, he looks like Jeff Gurian, if anyone knows that guy from the movie scene.
Yes. No, he's a Louis Vuitton garment bag with dentures in. I can't in a wig. I'm so excited. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, he's anyway. A healthy Jeff Gurian.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys seen Uncut Gems? Round of applause.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Of course, we're in Brooklyn. It, like, how many of you were involved in the making of Uncut Gems?
How many of you went to NYU with a Safdie?
If I can just refocus for a second.
Back to the Toretto timeout.
We took a timeout from the Toretto timeout, but if we can resume the Toretto timeout,
You have not watched any episodes of Fast and Furious Spy Racers, right?
No. Once you auditioned to play Dominic Toretto's brother on Spy Racers.
Tony Toretto?
Tony Toretto. And you don't get it? It's hard to listen to.
I am so angry that I am not on this show. It is the only time I've ever felt this way about anything.
You're talking about the children's animated show that is a spin-off of the Fast and
it
the Furious.
It is a Netflix cartoon about the nephews of the drivers in the Fast and Furious
My
franchise.
My kids don't like it.
You're what?
My kids don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, they don't like it.
They tried it?
And they love the Fast and Furious.
I was about to say, have they watched Griffin's 2.5-hour TED Talk about the Fast and Furious franchise?
No. If they did, I'd call the police.
They're secret spies who are working to dismantle an agency called Shifter. But the I and the E in Shifter are a 1 and a 3.
Wow. Elite speak.
The agency can only hire tweens, not the adult characters established in the movies. And rather than Mr. Nobody, played by Kurt Russell, there's Ms. Nowhere, played by Tony Award winner Renee Elise Goldberg. And Vin Diesel is in almost every episode.
Of course, this dude does not miss out on residual opportunities.
You gotta get that back.
I have been told, Cone of Silence for a podcast that's going to go out everywhere. Cone of Silence, I have been told that Vin Diesel did less than an hour of recording.
I believe it!
Which he spent like 3 days recording Groot. And that motherfucker says three words. And he is in every episode. And it's like they recorded it through a Wendy's drive-thru.
Okay, and we need you to say 6 hot nuggets again.
You got a spirit of a real driver. I love you. You're my nephew. Bye. From Vroom.
In the Fast and the Furious franchise, who is everyone? Who do you see? Like, who is your proxy when you watch the movie? Who do you believe yourself to be?
Paul Walker, the actor.
Not the character he plays,
no,
but you.
The actor. Yeah. And his tragic demise.
You hope season 2 of Indebted is your cousin with like a fake mocap on?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I've got 3 Jews that look kind of like me from the back. Yeah. I'm going to make sure my kids are paid up way after I wrap my Mazda around a tree. It'll be a Mazda.
I'm hoping Josh Gad takes over High and Mighty.
Buddy, I got bad news.
This is below Josh Gad.
You think Josh Gad's running around for one of these? He can sing.
When you texted to ask me to do this show, you started the text with, "Hey, Tej," which is the name of Ludacris's character, and I swear I got a lump in my throat when the text arrived. I went, that's the first time someone has independently acted like that's my nickname.
Tej is Ludacris Bridges' character, of course, right, who was a guy who put car stereos in cars in movie 1, and by movie 7, he's the second best hacker in the universe.
Only behind Ramsey.
Only behind Ramsey, a character created for that movie, yes, who happens to be the most beautiful, if I can quote David Sims, the biggest hacker in the world is the most beautiful woman. Yes. I can't even finish this sentence.
Yeah.
I'm so drunk, I'm uncomfortable calling a stranger beautiful. She's beautiful. I mean, whatever, you know, if she doesn't want to hear that from me, that kind of, yeah. But you and me, you're beautiful, right, Ramsey?
If I can
Sir,
do it.
You're going to have to move your car.
If I can do another Cone of Silence confession.
Oh, no.
Yeah, do you know how podcasts work?
Yeah, I get it. I
you
get
have
it. I get
one.
It. I get it. I get it. I was at a comic convention that Natalie Emmanuel was at, who plays Ramsay but is in Game of Thrones.
And yeah, she's the translator. She's Daenerys' translator.
Don't know, never seen an episode.
Really?
Went up to her manager and was like, I really want to meet her. And they were like, another Game of Thrones fan? I was like, don't care, never seen an episode. I'm all about Ramsay. And they were like, we will bring you to her immediately. Wow. Immediately. And she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I love Ramsay. And she was like, really? And I was like, I've ranked it. You are my number 4 across my top 45 Fast and Furious characters. And after I asked her the questions about how she developed the character, I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I respect everything you do. But I have to ask, because I'm here, do you have any good Vin stories for me?
Yeah.
And the thing she told me is, when she had gotten the part, Vin invited her over to his mansion. No, this is not going anywhere gross. And she noticed as he was showing her room after room that every room had a wireless microphone in it.
This is sort of common knowledge about Vin, so I feel comfortable.
I think it's comfortable. And she said, what's with all the microphones? And he went, baby, I just love to sing.
Wow.
And he flicked on a microphone, and a backing track started, and he started doing songs.
Yeah. If you've been following Vin on IG as long as I have, you've seen a number
beautiful.
Of sincere, heartfelt videos where he's singing into his phone.
His performance of Rihanna's Stay is incredible.
I wish I could be, like, I wish I could have that mentality like a Vin Diesel of just, like, having no self-consciousness whatsoever. It's
got to
be incredible. I met him once.
Nice.
I interviewed him on, I met him.
Oh, wow.
I met Vin.
We are fucking jealous.
Well, I met him. I was in a gown. He was in a tux. I was interviewing him via the animal system that is the red carpet, where you're like penned in as the interviewer behind a rope.
Yeah.
He came over, so I couldn't understand a word he said. He hopped. I'm not joking. I was like, but he's very handsome in person. He's like a good looking
guy. You don't have to tell me.
Relax. Relax. And he hopped the rope to get, like, into the animal pen. It's like, imagine, like, truly, like, going into the McDonald's beef factory and then getting in the Temple Grandin machine with us. And then hopped into the cow line. And I was in my squeeze box. And he grabbed the mic and was doing the interview. Like, he just totally took over. And then, obviously, all cameras were, like, swoosh on him because he was with us, the animals. And he was could not have been lovelier. Was very sweet. I really, like, he was great. I have nothing bad to say about Vin Diesel. I'm just saying.
I don't
except
like
for the fact I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie, but I think it's because
that.
I drove a Mercury Milan when I lived in Los Angeles.
I
cheers.
Don't have a driver's
RIP
license.
To the Mercury industry. Anyone else drive a Mercury? Obviously, no one's going to clap because that's the relationship we've established tonight. But that's okay.
Griffin is one of the biggest fans of the Fast and the Furious franchise I've ever met. Dude is terrified of cars.
I hate cars.
Wait, really?
I don't
have a
driver's
license.
Terrified
of cars.
I never had a permit. I don't even like being in the back of a taxi.
Back of a cat.
In the back of a cab.
Cute.
And I know
you on the back of
I know
a
Griffin.
Cat.
You grew up in New York City.
I grew up in New York City.
Wow.
So that makes you like
Yeah.
And we should say this for the crowd because this is kind of a fun specific. How did we meet?
We met, you were my improv teacher.
Griffin was in my level one UCB class.
That's
I was
adorable.
Like, this kid is going to be on my podcast in a decade and a half.
But I had an ex-girlfriend when I was like making myself for why I love the Fast and Furious franchise so much. She went, is it possible you just think these movies are better because for you the idea of driving a car is like science fiction? I was like, you won't believe the things these people do.
Yeah,
they buckle their seatbelts. They put both hands on the wheel at 10 and 2.
I will say that grapefruit thing tastes so fucking bad. I have to downshift to guava
lime.
I do not like this.
Wow,
that is so much worse.
No, mine is funky.
The Fresca?
This tastes like brie. That spiked seltzer tastes like straight up midnight moon, baby. Yeah, I got cheese money, motherfucker.
My whole mouth just, it feels like I fell asleep on the floor.
Which is the last time you and I hung out.
Yeah, which might happen.
We have 10 shots left, by the way. 50.
Should we give these whippets while we still have the chance?
We should give these whippets. We should give these whippets to the audience, cheers. Right? Like, someone should do one.
Nacho nuts, get excited. Whippet time. Get out of your seat.
Who likes whippets, but like hasn't done them in a while?
I love calling you nacho nuts so much. Thank you.
Done a whippet. Who has a bunch of empty balloons with them? Because that makes you a fucking weirdo.
No, I mean, someone should do it that's, like, been looking to reacquaint themselves.
Yeah, who's so far past whippets that they're like, that might actually be fun before I go home to
also,
my wife and
kids? Also, wait, no, let's do it
kids.
Like this. Who makes the most money in here?
Wow.
Adam, raise
that.
Your hand.
No, nah, we're in Park Slope.
Oh, fair
There's
enough.
Some fucking cash in
Five
this room.
Five network sitcoms?
They all failed. Who someone like who's got like a good job?
Nacho nuts
wants those
nacho
whippets.
Nuts. You got a hard case to make when you're sitting in the front row of a podcast saying I have a good job.
But let's.
I'm looking for someone that was dragged here on a date. You know,
I like your confidence, so I will say, and I love a freebie. Every time there's an offer, nacho nuts, boom, nacho right up.
You're like, I'll do jewels, I'll do whippets, I'll eat sunflower seeds. I just love free shit.
Also, to tie
threads. I leave a diner with a fucking handful of dusty-ass mints.
To tie threads, nacho nuts was also the subject of the Strokes joke.
Oh, right. Shit.
So she's kind of got 2 out of 3 for a hat trick going.
Okay.
I feel like she needs to get one other thing before the show.
I think
nacho nuts is going to be on episode 300 of High and Mighty.
That next episode, she replaces me. Everyone loves her. I'm like, this is some bullshit. Everybody loves nacho nuts. I'm like sitting at home crying. By the way, I'm drunk now. I just want to let you know. So I will fight you.
I know. You know how I knew I just found out I was drunk too? Because I just felt a weird amount of empathy towards you where I wanted to be like, no, Michelle, I think you're fucking hysterical.
I know, I'm funny. I don't give a fuck about this.
I know, but I know that's not for podcasts at all.
Also,
I had the moment where I got to get real and be like,
believe me, this is cultural. I'm okay with it. I'm used to it. I'm very secure with myself.
Has anyone, anybody in here been in a frat?
Mm.
I can't do this. I got it. Come up here.
Who's in a frat?
Wait, so have you smoked a cigarette and then now are giving whippets to the audience? And am I putting this in? No, you're not. That's not happening at all, listeners at home.
Can I ask a question? How do you do a whippet? I've never done one. I'm not doing one, but how do you do it?
Great. Says the guy who literally ran up here.
Oh, my God.
All right, you're in a Safdie, brother?
Who is this?
It's a Safdie.
It's a Safdie.
American Taika Waititi. What's your name, bun? What's that? So, Ben, the guy with mushrooms all over your sweater.
Nail
like
polish.
Four different species.
And a tattoo creeping out of his neck.
And a neck tattoo. You like whippets? We're here in Brooklyn, shattering stereotypes.
Have you ever done it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you adamantly against it?
You have nail polish, too? This is the guy you want delivering whippets to you.
You're going
to
do it on stage? This is fun.
This is a bad idea to do on stage.
He was asking, he's like, who's got money here? And I just hold up my jacket. I'm like, look how fire this is. You want to see it?
Oh, shit.
Really?
Let me see your fire-ass jacket.
I thought someone was holding up a medieval times flag in the back. I swear, I was like, is the Red Knight here? What's happening?
This is your expensive jacket? It's a vintage Pendleton.
Forever 21.
But you slapped that famous Japanese wave painting on the back. I was a studio art minor, so I recognize that.
Wait a minute. I was an art history major.
What?
And I
you
like,
majored
the wave
in
painting?
Art history?
Yeah.
Yes.
What? I had the calendar from the Met. Does that count? All right.
I majored in communications.
Did you?
Yes, and minored in studio art.
You're both communicators,
though?
This
is though? Like sad watching him do this. Am I wrong? I don't love it.
This is fucked up. The fact that he has to take his dick out to do it is the weirdest part.
Honestly, I didn't think this was going to be this interactive. I've usually bought these from like people that look like him in a parking lot.
He's brought his own equipment.
I'm like literally like, I want to go get my purse from the back. I don't feel safe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey,
this is like the worst
magic
trick.
Are we doing whippets on stage?
This is the worst magic trick I've ever seen.
This is fun. Do you faint? What happens when you do a whippet?
You don't faint. You just talk slow and you hear.
No, it's as close as you can be to fainting without falling down. Yeah. No, right? Because it is sort of like your brain faints, but you stand there.
Do they not fit?
What's going on here? Is this an 18-step process? Well,
let's just say maybe it's a sign that we can't rip whippets at the end of a live show.
Adam, you brought bum whippets.
Jesus Christ, Ben is fired up.
I'm stressed by how much this guy, Ben, wants us to do whippets.
Ben, if it doesn't work, I will give you these.
Yeah, let Ben take them. He earned them, and we'll rip them right after the show.
This is like being held hostage. Take whatever you want.
Help yourself. I'm holding up to today's newspaper. Rape me, please.
I'm holding you hostage. I want you to.
Yes, that's what we're saying. Stop leaning into me.
Do you want a loaf of bread? I have two, and I'm holding up pretty
well. I appreciate you volunteering, but yeah, get the fuck out of here. You sketchball. Give it up for
Ben. Oh, your fire jacket. Dude.
Wow.
Ben going out.
I was literally
hot.
Holding that fire jacket so it wasn't on the floor.
Aggressive.
Ben just goes in the back of the crowd and just fucking passes out on all of us. Okay.
All right, we're done, Ben. Yeah.
If you start walking towards the stage, security, take him out.
And by security, we mean the woman that was yelling at me for not drinking.
That woman had to leave. She's driving a school bus full of high school swimmers to a meet.
I knew that's how I recognized her. She drives my daughter's bus. She was like, nah, he's not drinking, just like he's always late.
Guys, we've got a couple of these shots left. Wow. How's everyone feeling in the crowd? Do you guys have to piss as bad as I do?
Yeah. Can I say something? I have such a big bladder. Make sure this goes on the pod. I never pee.
You never pee?
I literally pee. I'm like a circus elephant. I swear, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be saying this in front of a crowd, but I genuinely never pee. I could have 6 cans and like go out. It's not about breaking the seal. I just don't pee.
Really? Because I can taste my urine.
Me too. It's
That's
in Refresca guava lime flavor. Yeah.
No joke though. I would not be shocked if my piss was like this color.
Oh, we're going to piss sizzling fucking seltzer tonight.
We're going to have carbonated urine.
Yeah.
It's like worse than drinking lean.
You ever clog a toilet with urine?
Yeah.
They're like, I mean, the plumber comes over and goes, this is piss, dude. Yeah. Go to a doctor.
Dude,
not be pissing quick-crete mix.
Dude, I've gotten a skid mark on a bar of soap.
No!
Bro!
That's horrible. God.
On a similar story, why are hotel washcloths white?
Yes! No, thank God. What if they were brown?
Oh,
I would never touch
your
it.
Face. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Fucking hey, this is relentless.
I haven't been having fun since minute 4.
No, this is work.
This is the time of my life.
This
guys.
Is the best time of my life.
It says more about my life than anything else that this is actually really up to. Guys.
1 to 2 left. Look up.
We've won. We're 15 on 60.
We have 2 left.
Okay.
We have to do a shot on 60. So okay. This is the second to last shot.
Wow.
I'm feeling actually fucking great. And you know what, guys? I love you. Shot. I've come around.
You've come
I
around.
Love them.
That's a big 180.
Definitely don't hate White Claws, although I think they make your face like 109 degrees.
Yes, I feel
flushed.
Because I am flushed.
Fucking, my teeth feel like they're about to spit out of my mouth like Chiclets.
Yeah, it has a similar sensation of a couple Red Bulls. Like, you ever not sleep much and then someone, like, you're like, just give me red, they give you like 2 Red Bulls, yeah. And then you're like, wow, did my tongue grow fur? Like, what is, it feels like downlining in my mouth.
I would do vodka Red Bull or Jaeger Red Bull in college all the time, and my heart would be pounding. Mm. And then one day my mom's like, hey, you know your friend from childhood? Oh, fuck.
Jesus.
I got to hear the rest.
I got to get this in for the last minute. He's like, my mom's like, he died drinking Red Bull.
Stop.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to switch.
Is that true, really? You had a friend that died from drinking Red Bull?
Yeah.
I went to the hospital because I used to OD on those big cans of Arizona iced tea. Once again, because I never peed, I could have like 3 huge cans. I'd be like, I'm fine.
You
and
had nine, those 90
cans.
I was like, they have caffeine in them. I had to go to the ER.
Those cans are like a horse's leg.
I know.
If you drink something that's over 20 ounces and is a dollar, that's a bad... Like, water is more expensive than Arizona iced tea.
I know.
It's more expensive to run the faucet for the length to fill up. What the fuck are they putting in
I'm
it?
I'm a garbage can. You know that. I'm a human garbage can. Say it with me.
I heard that Bill Gates drank 2 of those and then invented the Zune.
Oh,
is that it?
Guys, this is the last shot.
Thank God.
Drinks up, fam. Thank you so much for coming out. This isn't necessarily the end. Oh, that's it.
Wow.
That is a relatively normal
normal
belly button, but wildly clit adjacent. It's hooded.
Got a little hood.
And that's about everything I know about the clit. That's all the myths I've heard about the clit.
Belly button Klansman.
How's everyone feeling, guys?
I feel awful.
Do you feel like you ate 2 bowls of Fruit Loops and your mouth is mad at you?
I feel like I just was diagnosed with strep throat.
What about you, Griff? Everyone was really concerned about you.
I know. I think I have proven that my tolerance is much higher than people assumed. As you said today, when I told you that I handle alcohol better than one would expect, you went, I get it. You have issues.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, we're all sad, dude.
Yeah, right.
Well, you said, just the other night, I had 5 Hendrix and ginger ales.
That's my go-to.
A gin and ginger, really? A drink I've heard of no one drink.
I had 6 over gross. A two-hour business of. Meeting.
Gross. It was you had 6 drinks at a business meeting?
Yes, I did.
What are you?
What business neighbors? Is that? Are you a hooker?
The oldest profession.
Are you a Hendrix rep?
No, it's the weird white claw balance where you're going. It's the alcohol intake versus the sugar.
I don't know if I could go shopping tomorrow, Mr. Richard Gere. I've had 6 Hendrix and tonics.
I feel like Morbius, the living vampire, played by Jared Leto in theaters this October. Whenever, I don't know. Dead and alive at the same time.
Michelle, how are you feeling?
I can't feel anything above my neck. I swear to God, I'm like J. Debs in Sleepy Hollow. I feel cuckoo and great. And but please, that's like, guys, please say hi to me after. I know a lot of my fans
Michelle
are here.
Loves that.
It'd be so wonderful. No, I mean it.
But
thank
that's,
you, actually. Yes.
That's a thing for you, right? Like if you time.
I was like kidding, but no, you should say hi.
If you time your blood from your feet to your head, it's like 4.5 minutes, right?
For me, yeah, because it's like the length of the I-95?
Yeah.
Yes.
The blood is like, let's make a left at the Taconic.
My
loop
feet.
Around.
My blood,
my feet, my wait,
blood
my
doesn't
feet,
say. Oh, go.
My feet look like the pilot in Castaway. They are blue and bloodless. Now you go. Tom Hanks is ripping Reeboks off of them. What do you want to say? I'm over this.
I'll tell you what I want to say. I will track them down on the internet and rate them 5 stars. If anyone has a wiki feed they want to plug.
No, no.
Pally, how are you feeling, sir?
You asked me that first.
Did I?
Yes, you checked in with me first.
Well, then let me answer. Now, how are you feeling again now that I've come back to you?
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I feel okay. I feel like my blood is moving slowly, though. It feels like there's traffic.
Oh, yeah. I have, like, full-blown jelly, like jam for
my
blood.
Like, when I blink, it feels like the blood from my eyelids are hitting my lips.
You know, I have the thing where when I blink, I don't know if my eyes are going to open again.
Yeah, no, that's cardiac arrest.
It's like it's a 1 rep max to get my eyelids open again.
Yeah.
Sad.
Joe Rogan.
I'm like Joe Rogan for woke fat idiots.
No, I feel great. I feel like Kumail Nanjiani in a selfie.
No one feels that good. How's the crowd feeling? How are you guys feeling?
This is a good use of time and money.
This is what I definitely wanted to do on a Thursday. My husband is a fan of this. Is anyone here as the date to someone who actually likes this shit and doesn't? Round of applause if you were dragged. If you're
brutal
someone's
honesty.
Plus one.
There's an real,
I'm fine with it.
Waving
round
drags.
Of applause. Round of applause.
Wow, a lot of drags.
Okay,
a lot
cool.
of drags.
Not a lot of people could get dragged here. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Most of my fans are too heavy to drag. A lot of low centers of gravity in the shithead community.
We should have had Michelle's mom.
How we should have flown you bring up my mother.
We should have right flown now. Your mom in and have her leave treats all over Brooklyn leading to this.
I don't get it. I literally got it.
Someone's eating Keebler Elf cookies the whole
way. Oh, my mother who hid food for me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the reference. I'm
call
just making
back.
Sure it's not something that's upsetting
I was
you.
Paying attention. I was paying attention
sorry,
to, yours,
time,
to your story.
Everyone shut it out. Thanks.
Michelle just took another shot.
I'm drinking.
She's
guys,
in the process.
Can I say you guys are like big guys? And you're, I'm like, I feel good. I feel like excited. And
can
happy.
I say you guys are like big
I
guys?
Don't
whatever.
Feel good.
Michelle, I'm bigger than you, and that's it.
We did confirm that today.
We did, Michelle.
We had a moment today that actually was. I won't say it, but we had a very revealing moment because I had.
I won't say any details, but I'm comfortable saying it. Like,
is Michelle, the show not done?
What does that fucking mean?
I have to pee.
Is Michelle not done?
No, it's the show.
Oh, the show. I think he said, is Michelle not done? I was like, whoa. I know you've been on 5 network shows.
We've established they've all failed.
We all
A gentleman's 5.
They all failed.
The show is
no,
done.
I was shocked that we're still... I mean, like, are we supposed to keep drinking? Like,
no, we don't go to the bathroom and come back. We'll still be going.
Michelle and I ran into each other today walking to Griffin's podcast, hanging out with Michelle. Michelle goes off that she thinks she weighs more than me.
No. I had my weight in my Apple app, the health app, without realizing that when you open it, it literally like projects it onto United Airplane.
Because we walked like 30 blocks, and you're like, look how many steps.
And
then
I
you
was
realize.
Like, oh, because it has my weight, which is a lot. And then I changed it to 5 pounds, like a preemie, because I didn't want people to know how much I weighed.
Oh,
and then
I didn't see anything. When you said I changed it 5 pounds, I thought you meant you knocked it down 5 pounds.
I
you changed it to 5 pounds.
I'm living in an incubator. I'm so cute. I'm like a can of Coke. Everyone's like, oh, she's like a little can of Coke.
Wait till you see this girl when she's fully grown.
Can of Coke with huge tits. Fellas, get excited. You can stick it in.
You're describing the girl I wrote about in my journal growing up. I want a can of Diet Coke with huge tits.
I believe that New York men are looking for incubator babies with implants.
You might
just having
not
dated
be wrong.
Here.
You might not be
That's
wrong.
That's what they want. They're like, oh my God, those wires, they're cute.
Michelle, I don't know if this is too personal. Can I ask what your height is?
What, my what?
Your height.
My height?
Yes.
You phrased it in a way that has offended me, but like I would have answered it. No,
I was failing to make a joke.
Yeah. Okay, I'm 6'1", which is actually like normal.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's model.
And normal. When
model.
People are like,
well,
model,
you're 6'1", that's what every dude in this room says they are on Tinder.
I know.
That's what every 5'10" motherfucker calls themselves.
I know.
6'1".
I'm a tall girl.
You are. Well, here's the thing. I then tell Michelle, I go, Michelle, I'm 305 pounds. I'm down to 305. And she goes, well, you do weigh more than me. And I go, Michelle, no shit, I weigh more than you.
I know, but.
What's wrong with you that you think, oh, this guy must weigh more than me because in heels I'm taller than him?
No, because I do weigh, because it's the same. We have the same thing where we weigh more than people think we weigh.
Yes.
Like, I would rather legitimately have, like, Handmaid's Tale treatment for the rest of my life than tell you how much I weigh. But I will tell you, I'd rather literally be on, like, the platform with a rope around my neck being like, pull the fucking thing. I don't care. I'm not telling
Kick
you.
Kick the fucking stool out
Kick
from my feet.
Stool.
I will not. I will stand here with the noose loosely around my neck because I'm so tall.
Jojo Rabbit me. Spoiler. The point is this. Jojo me. What was the Taika's blue eye contacts? I didn't love that. Now listen. The point is, no, you're not going to have much weight, but you do weigh more than me. Gentlemen.
Woo! Guys, if you're looking
I may
for...
not be able to fly on a helicopter in Hawaii, but I can still... please you.
I lied about my weight to go skydiving when I was 70 pounds lighter than I am now.
No.
I gave him a 10-pound lie, so I felt like I was safe.
What's the cap?
They said you can't be over 225.
Wow.
And when I was 235 senior year of high school, I said, yeah, I'm 220.
Which,
I was like, they got to have a 5-pound fucking margin of error, right?
Of all the fucked up shit I've heard tonight, that is the most fucked up.
No,
I was like, I don't want to not skydive because I'm too fat. That's humiliating.
Yeah.
You're not like,
if I go, at least no one will know my real
People
weight.
Thought you were a meteor.
If I die skydiving.
There's like fire coming off of you. They're like, oh my God, a meteor.
You're like,
he's re-entering. I landed like Cape
Apollo
Canaveral.
13.
Steam everywhere.
You're like, actually, it wouldn't be bad if I went this way because they have the weight that I'd ideally be registered on their form.
can I tell something very quickly?
Yeah.
Sure, of course. This is not anything.
What is with your caveats lately? Everything is like...
I apologize for everything all the time.
Is the heat escaping your head enough for you to be able to keep going?
Yes.
They got to put that on as soon as you come out of the womb. They got to put that on.
He's... I have a skull cap on and a preemie blanket.
You have a blue blanket, so you know Griffin's a boy.
Yeah, I have a blood meter hooked up to my arm. When I was 11, I believe, 10 or 11, I went to space camp.
Wow, brag.
And one of the main attractions is, people are pumping their fists, they have like a zero gravity simulator that's like a rock climbing wall where they put an equal amount of weight on the other side of the pulley
that
system.
Sounds so terrible.
Oh, shit. And you had like a weird throw pillow on the other side?
I was so aware of how underweight I was.
The gift, the like space ice cream.
It's Griffin and Dippin' Dots climbing together.
I was aware of how underweight I was because hitting a certain weight number was a goal in order for my father to buy me a Tamagotchi.
Oh my God.
You just waited.
I know.
You waited and dated.
End of show. I have nothing to lose. Everyone hate me. I stepped on the scale. It said I was 100 pounds. I was not. I was like, oh my God, I'm getting home. I'm getting a Tamagotchi. I stepped into the harness. I shot up right to the ceiling. I shit you not, 2 hours in the rafters of the warehouse of Space Camp.
Oh my God.
The entire staff was trying to find the longest pole they could to drag me down, because the weight on the other side was 100 pounds,
and I
couldn't pull myself down with my physical strength. That's worth it,
right?
That was so worth all of it. That's worth it. My father bought me a Tamagotchi out of pity.
I would have killed for that. I spent my fucking, like, that year standing next to the garbage can in the cafeteria as people were throwing out their food going, you're not going to drink this chocolate milk? I used to drink 10 or 12 chocolate milks every lunch of kids who are like, no, this is way too many calories for a 9-year-old to eat. And I'm like, don't throw it out, though. And my family was such a clean your plate family that I brought it to school and brought it on everyone else.
And I was like, I saw my dad doing something like this outside the other night. If we take this pixie stick and find fire, we could smoke it.
Like, oh, this is a fun little vegetable tree.
Yeah, I wonder what this will lead to.
I never found weed. Until after this show. Guys, thank you so much for doing the High and Mighty Power Hour. Do yourself a favor. Listen to the Blank Check podcast with Griffin and David. Listen to the Michelle Collins show. And watch Indebted coming to NBC.
February 6th.
February 6th. Possibly the show's out now. This episode is out.
It could be out.
And the show is on. So just set your DVRs and make your family watch it. Guys, thanks for coming out to Alive High and Mighty. Much appreciated. Thank you so much. I was supposed to bring out a piece of paper that told you what bar to go to after the show. But the show... What? Park Life, yes, right around the corner. That's the bar to go hang out at after this show. Thank you guys so much for coming out to High and Mighty Live. Thank you to my guests, Adam Pally, Michelle Collins, Griffin Newman, and John Gabris. Thank you, Littlefield. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, everyone. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.